Okay, so there apparently has been a frozen Bigfoot head that's been unveiled in this in a viral video that's been going around. And you know, like everything else, there's two sides to this. So the man who showed the world his the first thing, his frozen Sasquatch foot earlier this year is back with a piece of this monster that is supposedly even bigger and better than the giant foot. It's a head, the actual head of this monster that he claims was once a living Sasquatch before his father killed this huge creature in 1953, cut it up and froze it until his son found people who would believe the story or needed to raise some extra money or something like that. And apparently that day has arrived, because Peter Kane, he was the person who uploaded the Bigfoot frozen head video to YouTube, and his channel describes him as a dog trainer, artist, and comedian who also does political commentary, cooking videos, Bigfoot research, UFOs and aliens, pigeons and raven husbandry, and hunting videos. So a jack of all trades. And he says, quote, "My Bigfoot frozen head video is doing good, 30,000 views in 2 days, but that's not good enough. Everyone needs to know Sasquatch is real before the government tries to silence the truth." And just so you can get a look at this thing, I will switch on screen share so you can see it. Apologies for moving a little slow. Again, just coming out of surgery. So this is the guy. And this is apparently the head of the Bigfoot, the frozen Bigfoot, which to me looks like paper mache, but that's the apparent that's what he's claiming is the Bigfoot head that his father killed in the 50s. So now somewhere within his busy schedule, he managed to find time to keep it, you know, a freezer full of Bigfoot parts. Apparently he's pretty much got a whole body. And this is in the Finger Lakes region of New York. He says that this was a project and a passion that takes a lot of money, especially when he and his father have had to do it for 64 years. Now it does say on his channel that he's a comedian, but he also went on record to say, quote, "Not everything's a joke. Yeah, I do joke around, but this is not a joke. This is real," end quote. So, you know, Kane probably anticipates what people are thinking, and especially if you're reading the part where it talks about him being a comedian and an artist. Now, that's obviously the kind of background that might produce fake frozen Bigfoot pieces to hoax the public and attract people to a video channel. But he swears that the story and the Bigfoot remains are real. Yet, here's the downside. He does not plan to give DNA to any lab for any testing at all. So there's absolutely, at least as of right now, no way to verify this. He tweeted that he's afraid of the government and that there's no way he's letting the head, feet, or any other part of the body out of his freezer or his site, that the government might want to examine the remains for more reasons than just to prove or disprove the existence of Sasquatch, which he reveals on his about page, because he's also claiming, this is a direct quote, quote, "After eating Bigfoot meat, his debilitating hip was no longer a problem. The power of Bigfoot." And that quote comes from his about page. So apparently he claims that he ate some of this thing and it healed him. I mean, it's just, what do you do with that? But he's also saying that, okay, he's worked at Cornell University, the Smithsonian, and MIT, and supposedly has proven that Bigfoot is of alien origin. But instead of letting the Smithsonian or MIT help him present his Bigfoot evidence to the world, Kane plans to produce another video showing all of the parts that he hasn't eaten, but, you know, put back together, so we can see what it looked like before his father killed it. So he doesn't say, you know, much about that part, you know, about his father killing it, but maybe that story will be told when he opens his planned Bigfoot museum and theme park. So we'll see. But from this vantage point, of course, it sounds like this might just be a scam. And might is I think giving it too much credit. And you know, here's the deal. I think sometimes we, you know, I'm no stranger to conspiracy. I like stories like this, and it's interesting. And you know, I've said this before on channels, like, I don't ever believe them, but I like reading stories about people who have claimed time travel into the future just because they're interesting. It's almost like it's like a modern science fiction thing to me. I'm interested to know what people think the future is going to be like. I don't believe any of the stories. So it's an interesting story. I don't have any reason to believe this is true. And I would say we should all be extremely skeptical of it. Now, does that mean that Bigfoot isn't real? Well, again, I mentioned this in the Bigfoot War video that kind of blew up, which was surprising. But I caught some flack because a lot of people thought that I was saying that I don't believe in Bigfoot. And that's not exactly what I was saying. I was saying I don't know. And I think we should remain skeptical in a healthy way, but still keep our minds open if evidence presents itself, because too many times these claims will get brought up. I mean, books will be written and movies will be made. Like, remember the little Atacama humanoid thing from that movie Sirius from Dr. Greer? Well, that whole thing was debunked. I mean, it wasn't an alien at all. It turned out to be like a deformed fetus or something like that. But there's examples time after time after time of these things coming up, especially when it has to do with like Egyptian mummies or something like that with like three fingers, and then it turns out it's not true. There are way more reasons to be skeptical than there are to be than to throw our full weight into this and say that this is absolutely true. To me, you know, I'm no art expert. It looks like paper mache to me. And I really do believe that this will turn out to be a hoax just because so many things have turned out to be hoax that are like this. But I still want to live in that world where this stuff happens and it's still real. You know, I mean, I think we all, at least a lot of us, kind of have that wish. And it's okay to have that wish and that hope, but we shouldn't project that onto reality and then just say, well, because it's a frozen head, then it's a frozen head, and let's take it at face value and let's absolutely believe it. Now, if we're skeptical of that, that doesn't mean that we're saying that Bigfoot is not real. I don't know if Bigfoot's real or not. I have no idea. I think it's interesting, and I'll probably still keep covering stories about it because I like it. I've talked with cryptozoologists and people who have sworn that, you know, in my opinion, credible people, friends of mine, who have sworn that they've witnessed them and encountered them. Some even have, you know, audio recordings. I did a really long, like 4-hour interview with Sarah Brown, and she talked about it, that, you know, she's had encounters with these things, and I don't think she'd have any reason to lie. So, but then again, what if these things could be explained by other means? So I don't know. I think it's interesting, but I would love to hear your thoughts. Leave me a comment in the comment section below. Whether you're watching this on YouTube or DTube, it doesn't matter. Leave a comment. If you are watching this on DTube, that would be great. Please subscribe to me.
You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or, for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books, such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer-funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at jpdisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.